Hello, I'm Veronica Skiersbeck. Thanks for joining me. As Pope Benedict is about to begin his annual week-long Lenten spiritual exercises, which he takes together with his papal household, I thought it'd be a nice idea to join a Jesuit whose mission in life is to run a spirituality centre, an Ignatian spirituality centre, where the celebrated Jesuit poet Gerald Manley Hopkins did much of his studies. So do listen on and enjoy the conversation I had with this Jesuit. He's Father David. So Father David Birchall, director of a retreat centre at St. Binos, which is spelled completely different. What does Bino mean? Anything special?
It's the name of a saint, an abbot, uncle of Saint Winifred, whose well is the Holy Well, which is a great pilgrimage site in North Wales. It used to be a big site in Europe. But there's a big sign outside it now saying the Lourdes of Wales. In fact, I think it sort of predates Lourdes by about 1,100 years.
What was special about this pilgrimage site then?
Well, people came from all over. The story was that Winifred was a pretty young woman, and there was a young fellow that wanted his wicked way with her, as they tended to do in those days, they seemed to.
And do you think anything's changed?
And she refused, of course, and they chopped off her head. But luckily for her, her uncle, St. Bino, was around, and he managed to put it back on again. So that's how the story goes. What the truth of that is, one hasn't a clue.
But what is true is that your centre is famous for someone else, a Jesuit poet, Gerald Manley Hopkins,
yeah. Yes, he did his theology there, and it was one of the places he really enjoyed being, and he started writing poetry again after stopping when he entered the society, when the superior sort of suggested he might write a eulogy or on the wreck of the Deutschland. So he began, and out came the muse, and he wrote a lot of best poetry in St. Binos. He loved the countryside, I think, around there, and the air and the freedom that you get.
Rambling woodland?
Wood and sort of farmland, yes, which it would have been then, because in those days everything was produced on the farm, you know, the food and that was ever produced around St. Binos. We had a farm. It was the Jesuits' theological seminary there.
You're a Jesuit, and St. Ignatius invented the spiritual exercises, as it were.
Well, we follow the Ignatian exercises, the exercises of St. Ignatius Loyola, yeah. We do it 3 times a year, the full exercises, 30 days, but also we do sort of shorter retreats, 8-day retreats, and then we do sort of courses on spirituality, help others give the exercises or give spiritual direction, which is all part of the tradition, really, of Ignatius.
Who actually goes there? Are they mostly religious or lay people?
Increasingly lay people, and increasingly something like 50% would be Anglican and others who come along, especially to the shorter retreats.
Anglican and others?
Well, other denominations, 50% Roman Catholic, I would think. Some of the longer courses would still be more religious than lay people, but even then we're having more and more lay people coming. And as always, I think it's been, it's a very international centre.
So in your leaflet here, you say that the full spiritual exercises are in 3 stages.
Well, that's a new thing that we started last year, because there's a lot of people that would love to do a month's retreat, the full spiritual exercises, but they can't have a month off work or a month in any one year. So we found that we'd be doing them in 3 10-day sections and dividing the whole exercises into 3. So they're getting the full exercises, but over a 3-year period. That's working very well, full exercises. The 30 days would be the sort of following Ignatius's themes through.
Can you explain that? Because our listeners don't perhaps know what that means.
Right. It's a month, 30 days, month's retreat, divided into what he calls 4 weeks. Well, the weeks are not of equal length usually in the way they give them, but the 4 weeks. The first week looks at us as forgiven sinners, so one sort of looks at perhaps the more negative side of our lives and realises that we are forgiven and God loves us. And then we move on to following of Christ, and that's very much scriptural-based meditations, usually imaginative contemplations, imagining we're in a gospel scene and we're one of the characters, and we sort of go through the life of Christ in the second.
So it's very creative, the second part, too.
The first can be creative, too, but it's just a creative in a different way, I think. It can be a little heavier sometimes. It depends on the individual, really, how they go. Everybody has a director, so the director will sort of work out with the retreatant where they feel it's sort of best to move in any given time. But there are various themes, if you like. The third week would be looking at the Passion of Christ, which is a shorter week, as is the fourth week, which is looking at the resurrection. And so they're all very much sort of following the life of Christ and seeing how that reflects with your own life. You know, you look at your own life and see what that is saying to you in your life.
So it's difficult for the director because you get all kinds of different people, different denominations, different nationalities. It's difficult to follow people, isn't it?
I don't think it's that difficult. They're all different, but you get a sense of where a person is at any given time. The great themes are similar in most of our lives, the love of God, the love of others, how sometimes we've lacked love in our lives, how we've not moved on, and then looking a lot at where God is taking us, what's the good things, what gives us life, what gives us hope.
Do you find particularly enriching in your work there?
Well, I think one of the things is just the variety of people that we do get. I mean, we get people from all over the world. At the moment on our course that we've come around with, we've got people from China, from Eastern Europe, Western Europe, Britain, Ireland, Africa.
You mentioned China.
Hmm.
They come all the way from China.
We've had quite a few priests of late over from China, and they've not an awful lot over there in the way of spirituality centres. And I think they're sort of feeling their way. So the earlier one, so they're sort of getting training with us, and then sort of moving on, taking whatever seems appropriate back to China.
Is this one of the few places where retreat centres of this size, or in England, or?
It's in Wales. Yes, I mean, it's one of the few. There are two in Britain, Jesuit retreat centres, both fairly big, Loyola Hall and St Bino's. We decided a few years back that we were going to specialise in serious Christian Ignatian retreats. There's plenty of places offering sort of more New Agey stuff, but the Christian retreat we thought we'd stick with as being our sort of speciality, if you like. And we found that there's an increasing market for people wanting to spend time in peace and quiet and reflection and prayer, and being able to bounce off a director who is sort of, not family, not, there's no sort of, there's an openness there, but it's also a bit like confession. It's a sort of, it won't go any further, so you can say what you want. So a lot of people find that helpful.
Puts a lot of pressure on the director, doesn't it?
Well, you get used to it, and they all have supervision, so that sort of helps. But, yes, I mean, in a way, it is only facilitating between the person and God. So it's their own relationship with God that's important rather than the relationship with the director. So it's sort of not really up to the director how things go, and you do find that they go off on all sorts of tangents, and you just see the Lord at work. And it's those things like, people realising that they don't have to do everything themselves. They do get the grace of God to do what is necessary.
My thanks there go to Father David Birchall, Director of St. Bino's Ignatian Spirituality Centre. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.